This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Events and activities to promote awareness and prevention. A wreath above the Macon County Courthouse has been lit in observance of Child Abuse Prevention Month. There are also a total of 630 pinwheels planted on the courthouse lawn, standing for the number of children currently in the Macon County foster care system. For information on how to report a suspected case of child abuse, go to nowdecatur.com. Cardinals baseball coverage at 12:20 both tomorrow and Sunday right here. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Britain is mourning the death of a prince. I'm Dave Anthony. Prince Philip has died, Queen Elizabeth's husband.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling Philip's life and work extraordinary. Fox's Simon Owen is live at London's Buckingham Palace.
And Dave, the flag on top of Buckingham Palace has been lowered to half staff, and a notice is placed at the palace gates announcing Prince Philip's death at the age of 99. Buckingham Palace says the Queen announced the news with deep sorrow, describing Philip as her beloved husband. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Philip helped steer the royal family so that it remains a vital institution. Dave.
Simon, former President George W. Bush put out a statement offering heartfelt condolences, saying Philip devoted himself to worthy causes and to others. Police in Texas still don't know what triggered a man to start shooting up his workplace.
I heard like boom, 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 boom. I said, oh, the machine gun messed up again. So I tried to walk to figure out which one. And when I start walking, somebody grabbed me. He's like, no, 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 we need to run because there's a shooting going on.
One person was killed at that cabinet-making company in Bryan, five others injured. The gunman fled, then police say shot and wounded a state trooper before being arrested a short time later. He's jailed this morning, charged with murder. Republicans keep calling the surge at the border a crisis after a 71% increase in migrants coming here last month over February, with more than 20,000 kids who came alone now in government facilities. Congressman Troy Nails tells Fox,
this is a human catastrophe. That's what's happening. And the American people, if you have children, you should be outraged.
President Biden has said the surge is seasonal, and he says he's shifting to more humane policies from the Trump era. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said, and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Woke culture is threatening our freedoms and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes woke's secret agenda and its hidden players. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on Newsmax TV as he reveals the dangers. Stinchfield gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Find Newsmax TV on all major cable systems or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Woke is dangerous, so watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Look at our top Fox News story. Britain's Prince Philip has died, Queen Elizabeth's husband. He was 99 and had recently spent about a month in a hospital. Philip was also Prince Charles's father and is portrayed prominently in the recent TV series The Crown. A week after last week's attack near the Capitol, more info on the officer killed.
Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans died as a result of multiple blunt force injuries to the head. The D.C. medical examiner said the manner of death was homicide. Evans was killed and another officer injured when a man rammed his car into a Capitol Hill barricade on Good Friday. That driver jumped out of the car with a knife and was shot dead by other officers. Evans will be in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. He leaves behind two children. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's a new issue for Boeing 737 MAX jets. The company's told some airlines flying them again to address a possible electrical issue. Those Boeing planes were grounded for over a year after two deadly crashes overseas, but are back in the air after 737 MAX jet flight control system upgrades. Boeing stock has been down in pre-market trading, and on Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. The sexual assault allegations against a star NFL quarterback go to court today, taken there by Deshaun Watson himself.
Rusty Harden was granted the motions by the Harris County District Court yesterday, asking a judge to rule that Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the 22 women accusing Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and misconduct, be forced to identify all of the accusers. So far, only two women have gone public with their identities, the other 20 using the pseudonym of Jane Doe. Harden, in a statement yesterday, said that Busby is violating Texas law and the basic concept of fairness, writing, "While I understand that anonymity often is used as a shield for victims, Mr. Busby is using it as a sword." Deshaun Watson continues to deny the allegations against him. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Round two underway at Augusta in the Masters Golf Tournament. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy through mid-morning, and then it'll clear up a little bit with a high of 74. Tonight, we're expecting some overnight showers and increasing clouds with a low around 53. Saturday, we're going to see some showers. It'll be windy and a high of 66. Sunday is going to start off cloudy and then be sunny later with a high of 64 and some wind. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers and Company. Angela joins us from the YMCA. We'll check in with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. And we'll be giving away a $100 Visa gift card and some Marquee coffee from Marquee and First National Bank. The company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So yesterday morning, we had a virtual call with John Bates and Carla and Mike Holvey, and we were kind of doing sort of a dry run through next week's Inspire, or Invest in Inspire, which is a new leadership series we're going to offer to the community. And when we say leadership, we mean leadership at any level. I mean, this isn't just for bosses. This is for everyone. It's open and free to the public. You can register at nowdecatur.com. It's next Thursday from noon to 1 Central Time, and I really think you're going to find this to be interesting. We got a chance to talk to John a little bit about what he's going to be presenting and breaking it down. I find this guy eminently likable and really fascinating, and he comes at this TED Talks kind of thing. I mean, he's prepared TED Talk people for years and worked with NASA and you know, the Special Operations Group with the Navy and huge companies, but he's so likable and accessible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I got to talk to him for like 4 minutes, and it was like instantly we were talking. It wasn't like the feeling out process. He's listening to what you have to say and bouncing it right back. And I think that TED Talk thing that you just talked about, it's one thing to know everything and to be able to lay it out over days and weeks, but to get it down into a lunchtime hour to where you walk away with something that had a beginning, a middle, and an end is a skill. You know, it absolutely is.
Absolutely. And his training is based in human evolutionary biology and human neurophysiology, but that sounds very scientific. It's not that. It's why we do what we do and why what works works. It's a breakdown of, and there's a particular area that he goes into that human communication, it isn't logical. Because we're not logical.
Right.
And we're not. And yet he breaks it down in a very fascinating way. I think you're going to enjoy it. You can sign up, register. It's free. Our gift to the community. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's via Zoom. You do have to register. All you have to do, your name, your email address, and then you get the invite to join the call next Thursday at noon. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
All right. Every Friday, we get, and it's been a godsend for me. I don't know how she feels about it, but having the opportunity to check in with Angela every Friday is just sort of a little gut check and a mental health check on how we're doing during this pandemic. Angela, good morning. I hope you're having a great start to your day. Have you already worked out?
Not yet. Nope. As soon as I get off the phone, we'll be doing class at 9:15. So.
And what class are you doing this morning?
Power, group power.
All right, explain that to people, because those are really fun classes, but I think the name in and of itself doesn't really accurately describe it. Tell me about group power. What does it consist of?
So it is a all-over body strength training class to music, and all of the exercises are choreographed to the beat of the music. And the music is just so inspiring. It makes everybody want to work hard, and there's specific tracks that target certain areas. So you work the whole body.
And that really is the key. I mean, you talk about the evolution of working out. We've learned so much about our own physiology and how the mind works and how to benefit the whole body. I mean, that certainly has changed over the years, right?
It has. And, you know, it used to be, you'd lay down, you'd do your bench press, or you'd do your leg extension, leg curl, leg press, all that. What I love about group power, yes, it's a strength training, but it's functional. They also put functional movements in there because that's what we do every day. You know, we have to rotate and turn and get down on the floor and stand up. And the exercises that they incorporate into this workout does that. Balance. Everything that you need on a daily basis to get through your day, it is targeting. And that's what I love about it. And they're very creative and they make it fun. And the music puts it all together.
Yeah, and for someone who hasn't worked out for a very long time, it's hard to explain to folks. But once you do it, I think you'll know what I mean. It's fun waking up having pain in areas where you didn't even know you had muscles.
Right, where I get people saying, "I didn't even know I had a muscle there." You know, it does. It targets every muscle that you can imagine. And the beauty of all of the MOSA classes is that there's always options. So you don't always have to do what the instructor has been trained to do. There's your options that we can also show you for maybe people that are new to coming into the Y, or they haven't worked out in a really long time. So they need to kind of do little progressions, little baby steps to get back to where they were. And so we show those options as well.
Yeah, that's important because, you know, everyone has something. I deal with a really bad left knee and zero arches. And so there are things that, you know, I just can't do. And you've always made it possible to have an option to do something that's still going to be good for me, but doesn't cause an aggravation to those pre-existing injuries.
Right. So, you know, the group power class is barbell with plates. However, if you have, you know, issues with getting a loaded barbell up onto your shoulders, then you can just hold plates in your hands and do the exact same thing that needs to be done during that particular track, which would be mostly legs or more legs. So.
All right. I was interesting. I was reading a couple of articles yesterday. I don't even know how it got on my radar screen. I don't know if have you ever heard of box breathing?
Nope. You have to educate me. You did not give me that homework assignment.
I apologize. I did send you the link. It's something that has been used by the Navy SEALs for a very long time, but it's something that's sort of getting incorporated into people's regular lives. And if you have an Apple Watch, you get some of these reminders to breathe. But people who find themselves like in a fight or flight sort of mode to stay calm, they incorporated this method. It takes 4 minutes, but here's what you do. You close your eyes, you breathe in through your nose while counting to four slowly, and then you hold that breath for another count of four, and then you exhale for a count of four, and you do it for 4 minutes.
Okay. I was just doing that as you were saying it. Okay, I'm going to try that.
And it is amazing. And this is something that I probably would have thought was sort of hocus pocus, you know, years ago. But the older you get and everything else, incorporating your mental health and everything else into your routine, it is amazing. I've started using my Apple Watch to do, you know, a breathing technique for, you know, several times a day. And I make a point to do it. I can't always do it, but when I can, I do. It is, hard to explain, how much better you feel.
Yeah, a sense of calming in it, and it kind of reminds me at the end of yoga classes where they give you, like, usually it's not 4 minutes, but maybe it is. It's hard for me to sit still that long, but I think there are some classes where they'll go 4 to 5 minutes, and you just lay down, and that is what you do, and that just gives you a sense of peace and calm.
Yeah, and a recentering, I think, and also improving your concentration. You know, when we all have those moments throughout a day where you get sort of overstressed or you've got 18 things you're worried about, and just taking that 4 minutes to sort of hit the reset button can make you feel a lot better.
Absolutely. I might need to try that when I'm at my desk here sometime during the week. Just do the calm breathing for 4 minutes, reset, and then go on. It makes sense. And I definitely think that's something that I should probably incorporate a little bit more in my Pilates class. We'll see.
All right. Okay, well, we'll see. Talk to me a little bit about nutrition and how important it is, because I think it's probably – there's a lot of information at our fingertips right now, but that's good news and bad news. We're being saturated with advertising and marketing, you know, a lot of which is trying to tell you things are healthy when they're not really healthy, or they're labeled in a way that makes it – you know, what's the best advice you could give to somebody who doesn't – and I don't mean like a diet. I mean just starting to eat healthier. And what should people be concentrated on? Should they shop the outside of the grocery store, meaning the outside aisle? Is where the healthiest food is. Give me some real-world tips for people out there that are wanting to start to lose weight, get back in shape, just some basic nutritional tips.
Well, here's what I say to my nutrition class. It's everything in moderation. Are we going to eat healthy 100% of the time every single day? I mean, realistically, we are not. So what we need to do is we need to learn to budget the stuff that we know that is maybe less healthy into our lives. I mean, quite frankly, I know that I don't want to eat rabbit food every single day, nor do I constantly want to eat, you know, chicken and fish and all that. Even though I like it, I mean, I want to have some, you know, food that I like. Ice cream, a pizza. Do I want to have that 3 times a day every day? No. So I try to encourage people not to beat themselves up for one thing. Oh, I had 3 Oreos, I've ruined my entire day. No, you haven't. Just budget those in to your day and look at where you can change your habits on other things that you are eating. Because you know as well as I do, if you cut stuff like that out that you enjoy, what's going to happen when you really want it? You're going to binge and you're going to eat 2-3 times as much as you normally would if you just budget that into your day. I am not a huge fan of diets.
Yeah, because diets are it's not that it's a fad, but it's not something that's going to become a routine, or you dread it, or you don't want, or you fall off the wagon, whatever. Just changing the way you eat versus trying to go for the latest, craziest thing, to me seems the best long-term plan.
It really is. And I think diets have, in a lot of people that I've spoken to, it's like a negative connotation to them. It's like, oh, my diet. I have cheated, and I hate that when people say, oh, I cheated today. Today was a cheat day. Well, what were you cheating on? How is it cheating? Because that's just a whole nother negative mindset. So I want to change people's mindsets, saying that, you know, it is okay to have, you know, if you like banana cream pie, go ahead and have a piece of banana cream pie, but budget that in. Budget everything in moderation. We can't go through life just eating nothing but sprouts and vegetables and fruits, and you know, you just can't. I mean, I'm sure there are people that enjoy that and that's all they want to eat, but that is not me. I cannot do that, and I would not expect anyone else to do that.
I think that's realistic advice. One thing I learned this week that I wanted to share with you, because sleep is still my biggest struggle. You know, I am by nature somebody who wants to stay up later. By vocation, I have to get up really early, and it runs into each other all the time. But I read a very interesting thing that I had never heard before about our circadian rhythm, that your nighttime temperatures in your home should be between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit to literally release more melatonin, we have the house way too warm in the winter months, and your sleep is ideal between 60 and 67 degrees.
Oh, that's good to know. Living in an old farmhouse, that's probably what it is in the wintertime, but I can tell you in the summertime, it is not. And that makes perfect sense. We all like to sleep when it's cool in the bedroom. I know I do. You sleep more restfully, and I think you wake up rested when you do things like that. But yeah, when you know the air conditioning is set at 76, but your heat is set at 68, it makes a huge difference.
All right, and it expands something called brown fat, which I'd never heard of, but it's a type of tissue that boosts metabolism at that temperature, because that's just sort of the way the human body is geared to be. I thought that was fascinating. Angela, have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm, you know, 60 to 67 degrees. Is there anyone doing that?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess I've never even heard of brown fat.
Science. I mean, it's a good news, bad news thing. We have so much more information than we've ever had, and that's good and it's bad, because there's so much clutter, you know, in that informational field. It's hard to narrow down and get the nuggets and what to believe. And then particularly even in what we do for a living, which is, you know, marketing and advertising, you know, you're inundated with things that might be presented to you as either healthy and they're not, or as some sort of magic pill, which really doesn't exist. But yet, if you watch, you know, cable TV or whatever, you're constantly being hit with these ads that, you know, you want six-pack abs. All you have to do is hook a machine up. That's never going to do it for you. It's never going to work.
No. There's so much stuff that makes it sound so easy, yet so many of us are not where we need to be.
Right. You know what one of the biggest trends that I've seen during the pandemic are what they're calling under-the-desk bicycles.
Yep.
And I see, like, I'd never even heard of it before, and I see ads for it all the time where you can literally pedal, you know, as you're sitting there. And I think treadmills were brought into offices, and, you know, people started to kind of do those things. But it still is garbage in, garbage out, calories you consume versus calories you burn. And now you have all this incredible technology that can assist you with that and actually literally physically show you. But the box breathing thing, I'm telling you, try it.
I was trying to do it, and then you're like, but you have to do it for 4 minutes. And I was like, I can't do this right now. I'm working. So
no,
I'll try it a little later.
but while you're working, you know, at your desk, or you're feeling frustration, or you're feeling angst, or you're feeling like, oh, my God, I got all this stuff piled up on top of me, or, you know, those kind of moments, when you just take that 4 minutes, I'm telling you, it's every bit as important to your health as the 30-minute workout or whatever else it might be. It is that important.
Yeah, any of this extreme stuff that you see, like, you know, David Blaine underwater and all these other people that do this stuff, 100% of it is because of controlling breathing and not letting things get out of whack in your brain. You just got to soothe yourself, calm yourself down, and your heart rate is where it needs to be. But, breathing is almost always the first thing that's on any of their lists. The SEALs
absolutely
training, all that stuff.
Navy SEALs are police officers. Yeah. You don't have to be one of those to be able to reset and reconcentrate and get into a good place. So there you have it. It's called box breathing. You can check it out on your own. But it's 4 minutes of your time, but an important 4 minutes. All right, let's take a break. When we get back, we got a lot to get to here today, including this Netflix Sony story, which is fascinating, because there were so many people who got their hopes up with this whole WandaVision thing. You know, they thought this was going to be and they just signed a long-term deal, Sony did, with Netflix, meaning that the Spider-Man stuff, you know, that Marvel's not going to have all their own stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. First thing I thought of was Spider-Man, so I want to see what else you're talking about.
All right, we'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
today is going to be cloudy through mid-morning. It's going to clear up as the day goes on, a high of about 74. Tonight, we're expecting some rain overnight, increasing clouds and a low around 53. Saturday's looking to be a rainy day and windy with a high of 66. Sunday's going to keep being windy. It'll be mostly cloudy to start and then sunny later with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hickory Point Bank and Now Decatur are proud to present Invest and Inspire, a free online leadership series. Join us for the first in this online series on April 15th from noon to 1 p.m. with world-renowned leadership communication expert John Bates. This online event is free, but registration is required. Bates is your best resource for any place where communication between human beings impacts your outcomes. From leadership, management, speaking, and more. Executives from organizations like NASA, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Boston Scientific, and more recommend Bates to their colleagues as the best leadership communication trainer working today. Bates' training is based in human evolutionary biology and human neurophysiology, so you learn not only what works, but why it works. Bates is passionate about people and loves making a difference for those who make a difference. Register for Invest and Inspire on April 15th from noon to 1 p.m. Now at NowDecatur.com. Presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested.
Thank you, Decatur, for making Dick Van Dyke Appliance World number one for appliance sales and service, winning yet another Herald and Review Reader's Choice First Place Award.
Don't forget, it's also our 30-year anniversary.
That's right, our 30-year anniversary of serving the Decatur area.
Award-winning sales and service dating back to 1991.
30 years in the same location, supporting beautiful downtown Decatur.
Let's not forget our loyal customers in Clinton, Shelbyville, Sullivan, Pena,
Taylorville, Vandalia, Mattoon, and everywhere in between. 30 years of being your one-stop shop for all things home appliances. I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman and owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We're celebrating another Reader's Choice First Place Award and 30 years of proudly serving Decatur with a two-month sale all April and May. Don't miss out on this party. It's a once-in-a-30-year event. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Nick Smith, Brian Byers, happy to be here with you on this, what's going to turn out to be a beautiful day. He's got to give it a little bit of a chance here. All right, so you know the story between, you know, Disney and Sony, right? I mean, this has been a battle that has been going on. So you have two separate Marvel universes,
sure.
Basically.
Yep, absolutely.
And there was a lot of guessing or people who were suggesting that they were somehow, these universes were going to be coming together because of all of what they thought was going on with this WandaVision TV show.
Yeah, exactly right. And before that, Brian, they also had a similar battle with Fox. So, you know, this is not unique in that sense.
All right. Well, Sony just announced a deal with Netflix. And so Netflix is now basically saying to Disney Plus, you know, hey, we've got Marvel movies too coming. And that's going to mean Spider-Man Into the Universe. And on Thursday, the deal with Netflix will give the streamer access to Sony feature films starting in 2022, including the sequel to Spider-Man Into the Universe and other Marvel titles not owned by Disney. The movies will be released on Netflix only after they've run in theaters and on premium video on demand services. But basically, they're saying, hey, not so fast. For the next few years, these Sony films are going to be literally distributed through Netflix and not Disney.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would think at some point, someday, you know, you'd think all the Marvel stuff would be under one umbrella, but it sounds like not for a while. And Into the Spider-Verse, I loved the first one. I mean, it was such a good movie. But it, not really tied to that MCU that we've
known. No, and this is a 5-year, what could be a billion-dollar deal, depending on box office. You know, I think depending on how well it does at the box office, Netflix pays more for it.
Sure.
So hundreds of billions for sure, and with the potential of being even a billion-dollar 5-year deal.
Yeah, that's interesting. And one of the things there was, this is after their theatrical runs, you know, so, you know, this is a streaming company, also a movie company that's saying, hey, we've got to go to the theater first, and then we're going to go back to the old way of getting you to the streaming platform later on.
Yeah, and it's also all of Sony's library. You know, it's not just sort of the Marvel stuff that's still there, and it's not just Spider-Man. You have Venom, and you have Morbius. I mean, you know, there's other Marvel heroes that are still going to live. So for everyone who thought that this was all kind of coming together, not so fast. You got another 5 years.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
And also, is it realistic to have those expectations just because you think you're picking up on clues? I mean, you know. You know, Disney never said any of this stuff was going to happen.
Yeah, we've read articles about that where people are like, I'm disappointed because I got all the things I wasn't promised. Or I didn't get all the things I wasn't even offered.
No, it's just what I thought right. I was reading into this now becomes I'm disappointed because you didn't do it, which is also, you know, part of the game. All right, Nicole Bateman will be with us straight ahead. We're also giving away a $100 Visa gift card from First National Bank and Marquee Coffee. Really thank both of those companies for just, you know, brightening up your day. What a better way to end the week. And don't forget to sign up for the John Bates Experience, which is next Thursday at noon. It's a Zoom conference call for leadership. Anyone that wants to participate, it's free. And we thank the folks at Hickory Point Bank for doing the whole Invest and Inspire series. We'll be back with more right after noon. Stay tuned.
This is R.J. Crace with your stories now. Workers at Illinois nursing homes and veterans homes still seem hesitant to get COVID vaccines. As of March 15th, according to data compiled by the Center for Public Integrity, just over half the state's total staff had been fully vaccinated via a federal program. A moor honeysuckle is an invasive plant that's threatening Fairview Park's biodiversity. A local gardening club is looking for volunteers to help clear it. This bushy shrub quickly overtakes an area, shading native plants, stunning their growth, and affecting the wildlife. Join Macon County Master Gardeners from 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow for the annual honeysuckle sweep. Volunteers will meet at the Fairview Park Pool parking lot at 9 a.m. and work in teams with certified herbicide applicators to rid the park of this invasive plant. Volunteers should wear masks, dress accordingly, and bring gloves, pruners, and loppers if available. Pre-registration is required. Go to nowdecatur.com to learn more.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. England's Prince Philip died this morning, 99 years old.
Buckingham Palace says the Queen announces with deep sorrow the death of her beloved husband. It says Prince Philip passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid tribute.
Prince Philip earned the affection of generations here in the United Kingdom, across the Commonwealth, and around the world.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. continue trending up.
The U.S. reported 1,000 new COVID-19 deaths in the last 24 hours, with almost 80,000 new confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins. Puerto Rico is closing schools for 2 weeks as cases surge there.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Republican National Committee's spring donor retreat starts today in Palm Beach, Florida, moving to former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort for a dinner and speech by him tomorrow night. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be cloudy through mid-morning and then gradually clearing up with a high of 74. And tonight, overnight showers with increasing clouds and a low around 53. For Saturday, showers and windy, high near 66. And Sunday, windy and mostly cloudy before becoming all the way sunny and a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:32.
listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect to just about everything, which means having a fast Wi-Fi matters a lot. That's why Xfinity offers gig speed Wi-Fi, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid or two kids or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in, because fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Check out our new gig speed Wi-Fi or any of our other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 25 Mbps download speed for $25 a month for 12 months. Click, call, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised offer requires paperless billing and auto pay ends 5/20/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. I have a story that I would like to read to you out of Denver, Colorado. You have family in Colorado,
yep.
Right?
Lots of family.
And I would like for you to explain to me why people do what they do. I know that's a big ask. There's a place called Bar Max in Denver. It's a bar, the guy Marshall Smith, he bought the bar in September of 2019. You know, right ahead of the pandemic. He's lost 80% of his revenue during the pandemic, and has gotten by doing takeout orders and cocktails to go and doing cocktail Zoom classes and all the things that, you know, entrepreneurs have tried to do, you know, during this unprecedented time. Well, he reopened the indoor bar last Friday once he was fully vaccinated, and he has put in place a rule that if you want to come inside and you want to sit down and you want to have drinks, you have to offer proof of vaccination. Now, they still have a patio. They still do takeout service. He's saying, I'm not refusing to serve anyone. It's just if you want to come in here, I don't want to be in a position where I have to decide, am I risking someone getting sick and possibly dying in order to pay my bills? But this vaccine now has given me the relief to be able to know that I can do this. And he says, I have elderly patients who have health concerns. I have a brother for whom I'm the caretaker for. I also have other underlying health conditions. So for me, once I got to February, I was no longer willing to risk getting COVID because I made it that far. Folks who have literally gone nowhere in the past year, folks who are, compromised with their immunity systems, frontline workers, blah, blah, blah. So he makes the decision to do this, and now he is getting inundated with negative reviews online, people who are trying to ruin his business that aren't even in Denver or are not patrons of his business. And, you know, the patrons that he is friends with, you know, they're happy about this. Why is it that we feel this need to do something negative to someone who has no impact on your life? It's not even a place you go, but you're mad that other people are doing it this way.
I mean, it's a very convoluted and multifaceted way, but the realistic thing is it's the tribalism that has emerged, because of politics and predominantly, it's ideology that we've been split right down the middle. And so when we see instances that don't line up with us, and I'm talking collectively, not individuals or even myself, but when we see things that don't line up with our belief system, instead of just going, that's not for me, and going across the street to the other thing, we feel like we've got to lash out, whether it's even related to our lives in any way at all. And it doesn't justify it. It doesn't do anything other than people just are mad right now. They're just mad about stuff. They're just mad.
But why in a pandemic with the economy we have would you try to damage a business that you don't even frequent? And why, if your ideology has always been the party that has supported small business owners and them being able to make decisions about how they run their business, would you now turn on people for doing that?
Well, you know, we talk about John Bates talking about how we're not logical, but the logic that plays in here and is that this is not them doing something. It is a retaliation to this bar owner and this agenda oppressing our freedoms. It is a retaliation to that. Doesn't make sense, but that's what it is. Hey, if you would just let us live our lives, I wouldn't have to leave you a bad review. If you know, it's like it doesn't make sense, but that's how they arrive on that.
I really struggle to understand it.
Right? I do too. I mean, but I mean, I understand what's happening, but I don't understand how you get to that, to where that makes sense for you.
All right. So this guy who owns this bar, and an employee of his by the name of Sarah Grossman says that their customers are relieved, their employees yeah. are relieved. I mean, everyone there operating in that small business is very happy. But people who don't even live in Colorado want to punish them.
Right. And punish them for what?
And I know what you said to me just now makes sense.
Right.
But I also feel like I am tired of excusing away childish behavior by couching it in an idea of, well, you're just mad.
Oh, I'm not with this. I'm not supporting it.
No, I know
and
that.
I'm not okay with that. But I mean, that's a simple, that's the simple dots that are connected is I'm mad at you. So I'm just going to do this. But why are you mad? That's where we need to attack it. You know, why, how does this make sense? And this business owner, he's not the only one. And also, I sent you something today that I'm sure we'll get into in the future. The Wynn Casino in Las Vegas. If you want to work for me, you're going to need to be vaccinated. Or if you're not down with that, you're going to have to show me fairly regularly that you don't have COVID. So this is a major brand that it deals with people on the regular, on their whole business is people. This is coming. This is not going to be just the bar that's, you know, that out there bar. This is coming for a lot of businesses who care about keeping their business safe and the people that actually spend money in them safe and want to come back.
Yeah, the negative review thing, like on Google or Yelp or whatever, you know, this has become a thing. It's not like you don't have the right if you have bad service
sure.
to complain about bad service. But the people who use this as some sort of vengeance tool to just try to hurt somebody, even if you're not even in their community or have never even been to this business, is ridiculously childish behavior. I mean, it is absolutely not okay.
No, and it will hurt bottom lines. There are people that will pull up a page and go, hey, where do we eat this weekend? Not there. They have one star. That tells me right away with 5,000 and they're at one star, 5,000 reviews, one star. Yeah, I don't need to go there. That sounds like the last place I want to go, even if it's fair.
And I've always been of the mind that I'm not ever going to use that.
Right.
Just like I didn't need Roger Ebert telling me whether or not I should see a movie or not. I know everyone's a critic. Everyone's got their own agenda. Everyone's got their own thing. I would rather find out for myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do sometimes use them, to get a little context or something like, you know, what they recommend. When you read a review and say, my product came broken. It's like, well, that's not a problem with the product itself. You're not reviewing your mixer. It was broken and get a new mixer and then review the working of it. And so you have to kind of read them, put a little work in to know what the review does for you.
Yeah, but I would suggest to you that the vast majority of reviews that I read online about just anything, there were a whole bunch of Karens before we even knew to call them Karens.
That's right. You're right about that.
And I would ask you to only think of just one thing, particularly if you're coming at this from the right side of the ideology platform. You used to be the people who rooted for small business owners and for them to have control about how they run their business.
Right. Yeah, and still are, and support businesses like Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby and their right to be closed on Sundays and all that stuff that you will champion up. But this person, you know, wanting to keep people safe, that doesn't fit the same ideology that you're fine with using over there.
Yeah, and that's the part I struggle with that maybe I'll get some help with John next week about the logical side of of communication with people. I don't understand it. All right, we're going to take a Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, This is Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Nicole Bateman joins us from the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. Happy Friday to you. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much. Talk to me about some of the stuff that's going on. I love your LinkedIn account. You guys share all kinds of great information, and you're out there as such a great resource. Talk to me a little bit about the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Office of Minority Economic Empowerment. Man, that is a long title. How do you communicate with these organizations and these agencies that are out there to support and get that word out to business owners and to people in the community?
You know, it's interesting because there are a lot of resources available, and so communicating and connecting the dots is a lot of what we do in our office. And so the state provides some really good resources through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, DCEO, and they have actually a lot of divisions within their organization. And so this workshop that is coming up is, again, it's all about connecting. So if you're a small business owner, specifically minority business owner, there are going to be dedicated resources to help you succeed. And so these webinars and workshops actually happen very frequently throughout the course of the month. And so if you're interested in signing up, you can go directly to the DCEO website or just visit, you know, the Decatur EDC's Facebook page or our website. All the information will be, you know, kind of between those resources, LinkedIn, of course, as well. And then folks can get the direct links to sign up through there.
All right. And I understand it was Happy World Health Day, and you had a great post about 14.3% of the workers in Macon County make up the healthcare sector. That's a big chunk and a lot of career opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. There are. And so looking at just the past month, we have over 1,300 open jobs in Macon County. And that's actually probably cutting a little short because some of those listings, those are just lines of open jobs. But some of those listings, you know, if you have like a healthcare listing, there might actually be 5 or 10 positions open for that one listing. And so we do have a very large healthcare presence here in the community. And they're always, you know, always looking for staff at all levels, but right now they really, really need people. And there is training available for that, some pretty short-term training. So if you're considering a career in healthcare, you know, getting your CNA certification is relatively easy to do, and sometimes it's free. So if you're interested in that, I would encourage people to go to careersdecatur.com and fill out the form there, and then we'll connect you to make sure that you're connected with those organizations locally that are offering the free training.
Nicole, I know I'm going to be preaching to the choir here, and you know this, but we had candidate after candidate running for council and school board on the air with us basically saying there are no jobs, or what we need is jobs, and that all that list you're talking about is a bunch of minimum wage jobs. We just had Jason Bickle on with us, who's the CAT production recruiter, yesterday, and the number of jobs available at Caterpillar, none of which, by the way, are minimum wage, and there's training required, but they do the training. There are so many opportunities. How do we connect these dots? Because I think there are just a large amount of people out there that just refuse to believe that it's true.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because when we were running heavily the community marketing branding campaign, one of the messages we had and that we knew we had to overcome, one of those perceptions, was that there are no jobs here. We knew that wasn't true. So we dug in and we tried to figure out a good way to collect the amount of jobs that are available just to start hammering home that messaging. And when we did our community perception survey 5 years apart before Limitless started and after the Limitless campaign, well, it didn't end, but like kind of when we were wrapping up those first 5 years, the greatest area of perception improvement was in the jobs area. So people knew we had jobs. I don't know if maybe in this past year, they've seen so much job loss that then they connect it with there must not be jobs. That's not true. Our employers are struggling badly to find employees. These are not minimum wage jobs, but frankly, when you add up some of the extra stimulus dollars that are given on unemployment now, it may equal out for people not to come back to work. And that is a huge issue that we're encountering right now. And so there are jobs available. There are good jobs available. It is not enough, though. Excuse me. And we've been talking about this even pre-pandemic. It's not enough just to walk out of school with a high school diploma and get a job. Yes, if that's the case, you're going to get a minimum wage job. You're going to have some sort of skills training. But that's why Richland started the Essential Skills and Industrial Trades programs. You know, that's why we're starting these dual credit programs in our high school. I mean, there are so many opportunities for training and free training oftentimes that is going to get you into those jobs that do pay more than minimum wage. So, you know, if you're considering taking on a new career, maybe you're unemployed right now and things are okay at the moment, but you need additional resources and you need that training, reach out, go to careersdecatur.com, fill out that form, get yourself trained while you're not working at the moment so that when that runs out and you've got to get back to work, you're going to have that skill set. Because I tell you, you will be hired in a second. We just need workers so desperately in this community right now.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we've done everything we can as a community to connect those dots, and we can always do more. I just, mm-hmm. I was a little surprised at just sort of how many times it came up in these interviews with people who wanted to be, you know, city council members, who wanted to be school board members, and I don't think anybody was trying to intentionally mislead anybody. I just don't think those dots have been connected for them.
Yeah, we try very hard to make sure that people know where their resources are, but I mean, we can obviously do a better job at that if those who are running to lead our community aren't aware of all of the opportunities that exist here. So I think it's incumbent on both parties to really dig in and look to see what's available, because when you have a platform like that, what you say matters, and it's important that we're all, you know, educated and know what's taking place in the community and what's available.
Yeah, and I don't think the two things are mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean that we don't have problems that we need to tackle, but it also means there are opportunities. And I think people are in this either-or kind of life right now where you got to have one side or the other, and life's a lot more gray than that. So I appreciate all of your efforts and all the things that you do. CareersDecatur.com is the best place to start. And you don't have to believe me. Just go look on the website. You can see the potential and the possibilities that are out there. And then Workforce Investment Solutions, Richland Community College, all of the incredible resources that we have in this community to help you down that pathway. They are real and they exist. I just implore you to find out. It's CareersDecatur.com is the best place to start. Nicole, have a great weekend and thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, Nicole Bateman. Do you understand what I'm trying to say is that I know life isn't perfect. I know people are dropping through the cracks, and I know we could do better as a community.
Yeah.
But believing that doesn't mean you have to deny that there are actual opportunities.
Right. And I think in some cases there is the denial, but a lot of times it's ignorance, and not in a negative way, meaning like, I didn't know about that. It seems like something we need. It already is here. Maybe you can help that instead of invent a solution that's already on the way. So
yeah,
you're right.
That was just some of the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that personally towards any of the candidates. It was just there was a theme to that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, this is the worst place to live and there's no potential, or it's pie in the sky and we don't have any problems. And life's never that easy.
No, and we have like two piles. We have a pile of people that need work and we have a pile of jobs. And we need to get those two things to meet is really what needs to happen.
Yeah. All right. We've got to take one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be cloudy through mid-morning. It'll clear up as the day goes on, and we're going to have a high near 74. Tonight, we've got some overnight showers, some increasing clouds, and a low around 53. For Saturday, it's going to have some showers, and it's going to be windy, a high near 66. Sunday is going to start off mostly cloudy. It'll clear up as the day goes. It'll be windy with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:53.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. brinkotter.com.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want. And it's all free. Check out jobs and career paths available in our area, thanks to our partner, the EDC of Macon County. Plus, stay up to date with the latest health information with DMH. It's all available now at NowDecatur.com. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, this would be a good weekend to go test drive something. I'm itching to do that. I got to tell you, cannot wait for the summer months. Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick and GMC on 51 and Forsyth, home of the Charlie deal. You can literally go to BobBrady.com for the full list of all new and used vehicles, knowing that's the largest gathering of those two categories you're going to find in Central Illinois. Plus, they work with local and national lenders to help arrange the best possible financing for all buyers. And we've talked about the brands, right? You can go through the list. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram trucks. That's one of my favorite things. I don't know that I'll ever be a truck owner, but over the last couple of years, I've just been absolutely amazed at those trucks. Like where 2 years ago, I would have said, I'll never be a truck owner. I can't say that now.
You tasted it. You tasted it a couple times, and those trucks are loaded the way you like.
Oh, my God. I saw the biggest touchscreen display I've ever seen in an automobile in a Dodge Ram truck. I mean, with all of the unbelievable tech and the latest, coolest stuff. My fear about owning a truck is you're going to be the guy who gets called by everybody you know to move something. That's my biggest fear.
You got a fridge,
it's
Brian.
It's not the truck itself.
Yeah.
They're also hiring, by the way. They've got some, we just talked about jobs. They've got a sales and finance associate. I saw on their website this morning. But if you go through the list, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram trucks, Jeep, Fiat, Honda, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC, plus that huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, ultimate selection, and easy shopping. There's all kinds of great April deals. Check out the BobBrady.com website for a full list of all new and used vehicles. I think you'll thank me. Not only do they have the best of the brands, they got the best of the people out there. They're just good folks. And why not go out for a test drive this weekend? Something you could... I opened up the whole roof on the Cadillac, you know, like where you feel like you got like a Jetsons mobile.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those things, Brian, that you can, it's easy to get envy about because, you know, you have 25, some years, 25 different events to go to with 25 different vehicles, and you get to just try out all your different new cars and all that. That's easy to have envy of that, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, you know what I love about their website? You can go to like just look at convertibles or coupes or hatchbacks or sedans or SUVs, you know, even by category.
Yeah. They make it real easy.
BobBrady.com. Simple and easy. And then there's online help, too, if you have questions. So check it out. And we thank them for being partners. They are our presenting sponsor of all of our podcasts that you can check out at Nauticator.com or on Nauticator's Facebook page or iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. A big shout-out and kudos to the group at Bob Brady. All right, Nick, we got to give away a $100 Visa gift card and some Marquee Coffee, courtesy of First National Bank and Marquee Coffee. What caller would you like to pick today? I'd leave this up to you instead of throwing it at you. So you've gone pretty quick the last few times.
That's why I knew you were going to say it. So I'm going to go like 25.
Caller number 25?
Yeah, because that's five times through my line. So I'm going to just... I'm going to dismiss, and then 25 is a big winner.
All right, 875-1340 is the telephone number. Call right now, and you can win a $100 Visa gift card and Marquee Coffee. Don't forget, as I just mentioned to you, podcast over the weekend. If you didn't get a chance to hear the whole show, we had a lot of great guests this week, and they're presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group. Have a safe weekend. We will see you Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Thank you for listening.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Health has announced 3,739 new cases of COVID and 34 new deaths. The Macon County Health Department has reported 17 new cases. Meanwhile, the state's top public health doctor says they're keeping a watchful eye on the COVID variants circling in Illinois and across the U.S. 704 cases of variants have been confirmed in Illinois so far. The vast majority are the B.1.17 strain first seen in the U.K.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.